All right, we're back. Now I can do the rest of this. I'm awake. It's a miracle. Slept 10 hours. You guys could tell I was half asleep. Let's get started. Oh, welcome, Toshibo. By the way, this is like at 60, so it's probably louder than it needs to be. Let's go to 50. There we go. Welcome, Toshibo. My apprentice, Toshibo, aka Parasite 2, comes and goes most unexpectedly. He's ubiquitous. How can he get up to the balcony? Wait a minute. Hey, Asumi. What is it, Parasite 1? Since when did you start calling him Toshibo instead of Parasite 2? Since he was promoted to a regular roommate 2 days ago, didn't you know? You're our roommate now. You can call us by our nicknames, Toshibo. Yep, that's right. I'm Asumin. Did he really say Asumin? You're not my roommate, so don't call me by that name. Sure, I'll never ever call you by that name. I forgot how many episodes there are. So I thought, but to be honest, I'm mad. I'm very, very mad. How could a cat go over my head like that? What is wrong with me? You're not making enough effort. Is that right, Marutan? Not Marutan. Oh, sob, sob. I cry as I swear at myself. If they say I'm not making enough effort, I'll just have to try harder. I'll do my best to make them recognize me. I can't let a cat get ahead of me. I've worked hard this past week. I mean, hard. I cleaned up the room, inside and out. I prepared breakfast every day with different menus. I did Asumin and Marumu's homework. Asumi. Well, I say Asumin. Whatever. She won't get on to me, will she? Tomoe is smart, so she doesn't need my help. I gave Asumi a massage. When I touched her thigh, she kicked me pretty hard. Well, not gonna fucking do that again. Etc., etc. Quite honestly, I've become a slave around here. However, they still haven't promoted me. Why? I don't understand this. Oh? A cat shows up at my feet. It's my rival, Toshibo. He's holding something in his paw. What are you holding, Toshibo? Oh, yeah. Meow. That's a very fucking smart cat. Toshibo passes it to me. Please come see me. Tomoe. It's a very fucking smart cat. It's a letter from Tomoe. I got a cat. The cat can't fucking do that. Toshibo is able to deliver letters. He's quite the messenger cat. I'll say. Yusuke. Tomoe hesitantly calls out my name. I know she feels uncomfortable talking to me person to person. Still, she wants to tell me something and she calls me. It's about my recent efforts. What's wrong with me? Do you have any suggestions, Tomoe? I know you've been working very hard. I really appreciate it, but... But? Your roommate promotion. Asumi is the only decision maker. Really? And she's quite upset that you touched her thigh. Sexual harassment. It was not, but I see your point. Asumi is such a dictator around here. If Asumi says it's black, it's black. So what I need to do is to please Asumi. Wait a minute. Hold on. Where's your backbone, sir? What about Toshibo then? How did he become a regular? Because Toshibo caught a roach in Asumi's room. I see. Should I look for roaches now? Hey, Yusuke, is something bothering you? No, Miss Yugami. Nothing in particular. Are you sure? You look exhausted and depressed. Well, I do have some concerns. Meshigami smiles at me like an angel. Yes, I understand your circumstances. You're still adjusting to your new environment. Should I go visit your room and have a meeting? Please, don't do that. I mean, my room is still quite a mess, and I can't invite any women yet. I can help you clean up your room then. I once participated in the Clean Up a Mess Championship in Tokyo. Clean up a mess? Wow. Here is mess! You clean! What the hell is that? I was a bit naive. I don't understand what you're talking about. Anyway, I'll visit your place after school today. I'm sorry, but today isn't good. Bye! I run away from Miss Yagami. Then she kindly shouts at me. Remember, no pain, no gain. Thanks for your advice. You still don't need to come to my place, though. Miss Yagami gives me some energy. That's right, no pain, no gain. I'll beat Asumi. Beat Asumi? I don't buy it, Parasite One. Oh, no! Hick, hick. The next morning, still very early, yet I'm awakened by Asumi's scream. What's going on? It's noisy outside, and the origin of the noise is closing in. The closet door bursts open. Asumi, what's going on? Get out of there! Move! She forcibly drives me out of my room, closet. She enters and starts throwing my personal belongings out. What the hell are you doing? I can't find it! I can't find it! She jumps out of the closet and runs back to her room. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I can't stop yawning. My stuff is everywhere. Asumi busily runs around until she leaves for school. It's rather rare to see her skip breakfast. What the hell is wrong with her? She's lost something important. Something important? Which is? Marmu's answering all right. I just don't understand what she's saying since her mouth is full of breakfast. Well, I can ask her later. Oh, good morning, everybody. How could she sleep with all that fuss? Munch, munch. Wow, this bread is tasty. You're really something, Tomoe. Marmu explains on her way to school. Asumi lost her accessory, which used to be attached to her school bag. It's gone now. She doesn't know where she lost it. And that's why I think we're saying Asumi. I keep wanting to say Asumi, but it's Asumi. And that's why Asumi's searching everywhere like crazy. By now, she must be crawling around everywhere in the school. So Asumi broke into Marumu's room, too. Oh my, my. Sorry to hear that. She didn't come to my room, though. I'm pretty sure she did. Tomoe just didn't know it. Yeah, she's a sleeping beauty. Anyway, I know what Asumi's accessory looks like. It's a small, pretty yellow one with two brooches attached. It doesn't become Asumi at all. Looking at her panicking, it must be very important to her. If I find it, then I'll be promoted to roommate without a doubt. I won't be a slave anymore. They'll treat me as a human. Yes, I'll find it. I'm going to find it. Oh, yeah. I don't know why Marmu answers me, but I thank her anyway. I'll find Asumi's missing accessory no matter what. From the first floor to the third, the stairways, the rooftop, and the basement, the gym, the schoolyard, the pool outside, the path we take to and from school, and every inch of our room. I haven't found it yet. I search harder than a regular detective. Unfortunately, I can't find a clue. A clue? A clue for what? I cuss at myself and sink my face into my futon. I'm exhausted. It'd be a waste of time to look for it any further. And I still can't deny the biggest possibility, which is Asumi's misunderstanding. She was such a scatterbrain, and she still is. I still got a long way until becoming a roommate, I guess. While I'm feeling sorry for myself, I fall asleep. Oh, there you go. Asumi must have given up looking for it as well. Asumi seems calmed down today. Calmed down? Asumi seems calmed down today. And that's not even me. That's a fucking actual typo. I worried about her yesterday, but she looks okay now. What's the deal with that accessory anyway? It must be very important, I assume. It's very expensive. Sorry, but it didn't look all that fancy. It's a keepsake. Still, it looked kind of childish, and something like a keepsake doesn't match Asumi's character at all. It contains a secret code. Huh? I don't think so. When you hold it towards the sun, it'll discharge a mysterious light, and you'll find a legendary ancient city when you follow that light. What? What the hell are you talking about? I'm sorry. I thought Marumu had been talking, but it's Tomoe. What Tomoe just said is something I wasn't expecting from a person like her. Anyway, she'll forget about it in a couple days. She was acting normal this morning. Where's Asumi? Or Asumi, rather. I keep getting it wrong. She just went out. It's only lunch break. Yeah, sure. Still, something disturbs me. The fact that Asumi isn't here disturbs me. Alright, I'll find Asumi and ask her about the accessory. Then my anxiety will disappear. There she is. Hey, Asumi! I stopped calling her name. She looks gloomy. Her hair is swirling in the wind. She's staring out in the distance. Somewhere very far away. Her profile looks so... Okay. I don't talk to her. I head back to the school building, and I run down the stairs. I still don't know what the accessory is, but I do know how important that accessory is to Asumi. It strikes my heart. She needs it. It must be very important to her. Yusuke, aren't you going home yet? No, I have something to take care of. You go home without me. Okay. I'll see you later. I lay down flat on the floor. I was serious yesterday, but I guess I wasn't serious enough. I just didn't know how desperate Asumi was. I've never seen her look so sad. Of course, I still hate her sometimes. Today, she looks so fragile and weak. That's not the Asumi I know. Again, the accessory must mean a lot to her. It's why I must find it. I haven't covered everything. I need to look in other places as well. Asumi always swings her school bag when she walks. If she lost it somewhere around here, she wouldn't notice it. Those bushes on the side of the road. I step into the bushes. This will take an eternity. The sun is setting. It's getting dark. Still, I start pushing the bushes away and looking inside. I remember Asumi's sad profile. Whew! Ooh, man, I'm dying. I crouch down in the bushes and look up at the night sky. I see a beautiful sea of stars. It's late and dark. Should I stop now and go home? No, a little more. I should move to the other side of the road. I walk across the pavement and step into the bushes. Then... What? What is it? I hear something crawling in the dark ground. Can't see it, but it sounds very quick. I shudder in terror. In the middle of nowhere like this. Is this... Tsuchinoko, the legendary snake? Eek! Tsuchinoko speaks!
Tsuchinoko, doko?
Where is Tsuchinoko? Huh? The shadow of an animal jumps out of the bushes. Actually, it's a small human. Marumu, is that you? Marumu, this side. Number one, that side. Okay. Marumu dives into the bushes again. Marumu has been helping me look for the accessory. That's right, I didn't see her when Tomoe left school. Still, she doesn't need to call me by a number, you know. I'm covered with mud completely, and I'm tired. But it doesn't matter. What matters is that I can't find the accessory. I don't want to see Asumi's sad face again. I'm back! Welcome back! Try that again. Welcome back, Yusuke. What happened to you? I got stuck in a puddle. Marmu told me the same thing. She's taking a bath right now.
Okaeri, Ichigo.
Welcome back, number one. Hey, there you are. I see the dinner's already on the table. Tomoe is in charge of dinner. However, I see the menu is quite unbalanced tonight. These are Asumi's favorites.
So nano. Asumi-chan, otsukondeiru kara, skoshi demo genki ni natte hoshikute.
That's right. She's pretty depressed, so I want to cheer her up. Tomoe knows it. Everybody knows it. They all worry about Asumi. I'm happy to know that. I'm very happy.
Marimu-chan, Asumi-chan wo yondekite. Bangohan dekita yo.
Hey, Marmu, could you please call Asumi and tell her that dinner's ready? She's coming. Flash! Marmu's round hair ornaments shine, no meaning at all. Then the door explosively opens and Asumi jumps out of her room. I found it! I found it! Asumi, did you... Yes, I found it! Oh! She expresses her happiness with a big smile. She's so excited. Where was it? Well, I found this in... It was in your bag, wasn't it? Yes, haha, I'm so stupid. The lock was loose, so it fell inside of her bag. She found it when she was taking everything out of her bag in order to put in something new for next week. See, I told you to check your bag every day. I'm sorry, I really apologize, Moe Moe. She droops for a second, but she can't hide her smile. She must be really happy. And Marmu and my efforts were in vain. There's a thing or two, no, a lot of things I want to tell Asumi. When my eyes meet hers, I naturally say, I'm glad you found it. That's great! Yeah, thanks. Everything is solved now. Her smile is back. The next week, Asumi summons us to a meeting. She wants to have a party at Okonomidama to commemorate the finding of her accessory. I don't know why we have to have a party, but I have nothing against having dinner at Okonomidama either. Or is it Okonomidama? It might be Okonomidama. Sometimes it's like that. They serve delicious meals. However, I'm a half hour late for this meeting because Miss Yagami asked me to help her amateur acting club's preparation. Sorry, I'm late. Yes, you're late. I want to fine you for that. Hi, Yusuke. Yusuke, sit. I sense something unusual, but I sit down at the table anyway. I was expecting them to start the party without me, but they haven't even ordered yet. Okay, let's eat. Let's start. Chomp chomp, I'm already eating. Marmu is a strange girl, alright. Anyway, everybody starts eating at once. Asumi keeps talking while she's eating as usual. This is Asumi, alright, but... Hey, Asumi, is that accessory... No, Yusuke, it's Asumi. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm such a... Wait a second. This is Moe Moe. The girl is so busy eating is Maruta. You got that? Pleasure to meet you, Yusuke. Yusuke, good. Well, I mean, you could... She said that in English. Marmu doesn't stop swinging her flag as she eats. They look at me with smiles. I don't understand this. I haven't told you yet, but you've been promoted to a regular roommate. This is actually a celebration for you. You speak too much. Oops, I'm sorry. I can't hide my surprise at the sudden promotion. But why? You don't need to know the reason. Now don't go on a spree, got that? You're still a parasite, you know. Understood, Asumin. Good, Moi Moi. Watch him and learn from him. Yes, ma'am. I try to comfort Tomoe and ask Asumi a question. By the way, what's my nickname going to be?
Yusuke.
That's not a nickname. Well, whatever. Why was I promoted to a regular roommate? And what's all that about Asumi's accessory? Or Asumi's accessory? I have tons of questions, but what the hell, I'll let them go. Because I'm finally able to step forward as their official roommate, even though the cat got there ahead of me. Okay, okay, you're still my superior. There's a strange girl in the dorm recently. Yusuke, do you know anything about this? Silly me. You're a man, you wouldn't know anything about the girl's dorm. Eh-heh. Next episode of Heart to Roommate, Yusuke exposed. Oh. Stay there, I'll wash your back. Yusuke exposed. Okay, so that's all we're going to do for this time, and we'll be back with the next episode.